各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, may peace of God be with you all.
真的很高兴，很感谢主耶稣给我们这样的一个机会。
Really joyful to have this occasion to share with everyone.
我姓朱，我的名字叫 Daniel.
My name.
我是从太平洋教会来的。
I'm Brother Daniel Chu from the Pacifica Church.
现在目前呢，我就是在已经退休的情况底下，我有很多的时间可以来教会做一点服事的工作。
Because I'm retired from my career now, so I can spend a lot of time to work for God.
那我之前有大概15年左右的辅导的经验。
And previously have 15 years of professional expertise in this area.
所以我想到说，我在外面在社会上做这么多的 counseling，我其实应该到教会来跟大家做一点点的分享。
And so since I've learned a lot from my experience, I'd like to be able to share my golden nuggets with everyone.
主耶稣只让我学习到很少很少的东西，其实我们每个人都学习到很少的东西，可是主耶稣却用我们做很多的事情。
And actually, I've learned very little in the whole scheme of things. However, God has allowed every one of us to learn little things throughout our life that really make a difference in many people's lives.
那特别是像这样类似父母亲的讲座，我一定都要在一开始的时候，要请求大家原谅我一件事情。
And especially before events like this, where it is a parent workshop, I want to ask you to forgive me of something.
因为我自己没有生孩子。
Because I don't have any children of my own.
所以你们一定要原谅我。
So you must excuse me for this fact.
我不是来fix 你们的孩子。
So I'm not here to fix the problems with your children.
我也不是来 fix 家长。
And I'm not here to fix the parents.
我想我有的只是我看了比较多的孩子，把他们的一些故事分享给你们听。
But because I've seen a lot of stories and met a lot of youth, I'd like to share those experiences with you all.
所以如果没有达到你们的想法、你们的期待，还有你们觉得你没生孩子，凭什么来跟我讲这些话？请你们一定要原谅我。
So I ask, first of all, your patience and understanding if you feel like I have not met your expectations.
用主的爱原谅我哈。
Using the love of Christ to open your heart.
孩子是神赐给我们的产业，圣经上这样教我们的。
As we know, the Bible teaches us our children is an inheritance from the Lord.
既然我想到这个产业是神托付在我们手上的一个东西，那么我们可能要先去想一个问题，就是这个东西其实有一天要还给主人的。
We know that this gift that has been entrusted to us has only been an entrustment. One day we have to return this item to the Lord.
那个还给耶稣的时候，不一定是在他人生终了的时候。
And so this may not be a return to God at a time when they pass away.
而是这个孩子当有一天在心里面立志开始为主而活的那个时刻，我们就是把他带到了主人的面前。
What we're referring to is that critical turning point when a child knows how to seek God on his own.
所以你们要原谅我的第二件事情，就是不要问我学校的事。
And so the second thing I wish you would not ask me is about school.
也不要问我外面现在有什么技巧，我要用什么技术跟我的孩子说话。
Or the techniques from the outside world on how to speak to my children.
在我15年的工作经验里面不算很长，但是我自己的一个感觉就是很多的方法是没有用的。
From my years of experience, 15 years even though it's not very long, I have discovered that no matter what techniques we utilize, it is useless.
它可能是三个月、六个月、三年、六年的时间。
And in just 3-6 months or 3-6 years.
可是爸爸妈妈，我们知道孩子的生命有的是很长远的。
We will not see much difference. So we know that a child's lifespan is pretty long.
那这么长的时间里面，我们到底给了他什么呢
？And so in a time, the little short time that we have with them.What can we give them?
是的，此时此刻，我们每一个人在心中、在家庭里，可能都有一个很 burning 的、一个很着急的一件事情挡着我们。
And so, yes, in our everyday lives, there may be a lot of hustle and bustle and things that are blocking us from reaching our child.
也许现在正是他不写功课的时候。
Maybe this is a time we find our children not wanting to do homework.
或是也许他现在正不听你的话说话的时候。
Maybe this burning issue is when our child doesn't want to communicate with us any longer.
有很多很多发生在我们每天生活里面，我们看到的情景，觉得说，哇，天哪，我这样子不可以。
And so in different incidents with our children now, we may come to be awakened and say, this cannot go on forever.
可是从 counseling 的角度来看，这个生命是一个很长远的一条河。
But from the perspective of counseling,A life is very long. It's just like the flow of a river.
它是会一直流动的。
It will continue to move and flow.
它是随着时间一直的往前走。
It passes forward with the passage of time.
我们会离开，他们会留下。
We will leave one day, and they will still be here.
他们也会离开，在下一代会留下。
They will also pass on, and their descendants will also keep living on.
时间就是训练我们这样的智慧。
And so time has taught us this wisdom.
把这条线拉得长一点看。
That when we look at our children's lives, we need to look at it from perspective of the long term.
当我们从一个更长的角度、更大的角度去看这件事情的时候，我们会发现里面还有更重要的东西要给他。
When we look at it with a long-term perspective, then we can really see the more important issues that bear on their lives.
所以一开始的时候呢，我们就是跟大家介绍今天的几个小时，也许我们只是来谈一谈观念上的一个交换，一个观念上的认识而已。
And so in the short hours that we have, perhaps we can only touch aboutCertain concepts and values that we have.
那也许我们以后会有其他的机会，我们可以再讨论我现在此时此刻我遇到了什么样的问题，这样的一个讨论也可以。
And so maybe the next time we can talk about many specific questions or inquiries that you may have.
什么都可以的。
We can make this workshop very flexible.
它不会影响这条生命的河流的那个八十年的长度。
Whatever we do, it's not really going to impact the 80 years of a child.
只要我们有那颗心。
But as long as we have this heart.
只有一颗心，我们想要学习，我们想要得到从主来的帮助。
To humbly seek the advice and guidance of the Lord in teaching our child.
所以爸爸妈妈，如果你们在这段几个小时的时间里面有任何的想法、任何的疑问。我们待会儿在中间休息的时候，我们的露露姐妹会发给大家纸跟笔。一方面，你可以记下你想要问的问题，或是你可以当场举手发问都可以。我们做一个讨论跟交流。
So, mommies and daddies, if you have any questions, feel free to ask during break times. And also, Sister Lulu will be passing out paper that you can use to jot down your questions as well.
那我们每一节的这个讨论的课程呢，我们会进行50分钟。
And so each of our sessions should continue for 50 minutes.
也就是到每个小时的20分的时候，我们都会有一个休息。
And at a 20-minute break, we will have a every 20-minute period we'll have a break.
对。那我们会进行到5:20。
And then we'll complete everything at 5:20.
所以现在大家已经坐稳了吗
？Is everyone comfortable?
我之所以这样问哈，是因为我们的就是我们现在是大人，我们爸爸妈妈，我们都需要有一点时间去 settle 自己的情绪。
Because for us, even as adults, we need some time to settle our emotions.
意思说，虽然现在我们看起来都是坐在这里。
Because even though we're all sitting physically here,
可是我们的脑子其实在思考，在运作。
Our brains are still running.
那个运作可能包括你刚刚吃饭的时候跟人讲的话。
You could be spinning on the conversation you just had during lunch.
那也可能你刚刚开车赶着过来。
Or maybe you were just rushing in a car, and so you're thinking about something along the way of you driving.
也有可能看到前面这个人，哦，这是谁啊？
And you may be surprised at who is this stranger speaking to us today.
就等等的东西，它都会影响我们现在 settle down 自己情绪的一个很重要的几个 key points.
And so there are various factors that will make us have unsettled mind.
有的人可以在一分钟之内马上 settle down， 铃声一响就坐下来的。
Some people have the ability to be able to focus your mind within a minute of the bell ring.
我说的坐下来是指脑坐下来了。
I mean, I'm referring to the settlement of the mind.
不是你的身体坐下来。
Not your physical body.
我们因为有被训练过，所以知道铃声一响我们会坐好好的。
We understand physically once we hear the bell ring, we're going to sit down quietly.
不代表你的脑子是停在这个现在此时此刻这个说话的当中。
But that doesn't mean your mind is not still enough.
有的人需要10分钟的时间。
Some people actually require 10 minutes to settle down.
有的人需要30分钟的时间。
Some people even require 30 minutes.
所以如果你再迟到个15分钟。
And so if you're late for 15 minutes,
通常一个讲道只剩下十分钟你可以听懂。
Then you would only listen to maybe the last 10 minutes of a sermon.
这就是我们每个人大脑的运作。
And that's how our brain works.
你不要忘记我们的孩子也有脑。
And don't forget our children also has a brain.
所以他们也需要时间 settle down.
And so they also require time to settle down.
所以很多时候我们会叫他现在立刻做一件事情。
But then sometimes we'll expect them to do something right away.
我们在下一分钟要立刻看到结果。
And when we instruct them to do something, we want to see them perform immediately.
可是在我们还没有知道他 settle 他的情绪需要多久时间之前，我们有时候会看不到那个结果，我们自己会很 upset.
And so if our child doesn't immediately execute our command, we might get very upset with them.
包括我们的老师跟我们的学生在上课是一样的道理。
And this is the same for RE teachers and your students.
所以我大概花了十分钟的时间让大家的 mind settle down, 所以你们 OK 了吗？
So now I've spent 10 minutes settling everyone's mind. I hope you're all okay to listen.
OK, 这个车才能开。
Then we can start driving this vehicle.
因为人要学习的时候必须是情绪释放出来是快乐的 joyful 的一个那个状况。
Because we need to have a very happy mindset as we get into this workshop.
所以你可以看到小朋友五六岁的小朋友你要教他事情的时候之前跟他玩过你一告诉他他就说 OK。
And so if you do spend about 5-10 minutes time to play with your students until they kind of settle down, you can ask them gently, are you okay now to proceed? And they will tell you okay.
可是如果少掉之前这个玩，你一直告诉说 listen, listen, listen to mommy, listen, 他其实就不知道要 listen 什么。
But if you expect them to snap to attention right away, they really have a hard time.
然后有时候我们的样子又好，我没有要 fix 你们，就是说那个样子就没有那么大的笑容这样子。
So I'm not trying to fix the parents, but remember your face is doesn't look very pretty.
那所以有哦，真的吗？哦，所以那个时候，孩童很小的孩童，五六岁的孩子，他会把我们的这个影像。印进去他的大脑里面。
So your facial expressions actually imprints into their deep memories.
所以他会 link 所有这样的一个经验跟图画在他的脑子里面。
And they automatically subconsciously link those imprints of facial expressions with their memories.
那如果多了第二个大人，也许是家里的另外一个大人，第三个大人，他们的脸常常给他看见是这样的影像，他就一直印进去。
And then if the second adult or the third adult of the household continues to give them the scary face, it's going to continue to imprint into their memory.
那你比较敢讲哎，我还要来，对不起，我有些字都不敢用出来，因为我还想再来。然后小朋友这样印进去之后，他会。Link, 他整个会连接这些经验，成为他以后十二岁以后看事情的一个标准。
And so if they continue to link all these images in their subconscious mind, it will affect them at the age of 12 and after.
所以他会把我们大人，就是长得像他爸爸妈妈的这些人，就是我们呢，把这些人归类成都会给我一个不好感觉的人。
And so after 12, they're going to subconsciously categorize all adults into the ugly faces they see.
所以间接的 indirectly 的时候，他对于一个 adult image 的时候，他有一种很从里面出来的排斥的感觉。
And so they would have a natural repugnance to the concept of adults.
那么这时候，如果他遇到的是老师，他遇到的是教会的长辈。他遇到的是大哥大姐，就是只要是大人的，想要告诉他事情 ，teach 他的时候，他里面其实不是不学习，而是他有一个自然的反应，就是 ，Oh, again, 又来了。
And so when they then encounter either a teacher, an elder, a big brother or sister at church, as long as they are big, they would associate that with a subconscious natural feeling of not again.
因此他。你现在要教他东西的时候，就会要 double 的时间跟力气去教他一件事情，因为他里面有情绪的对抗在里面。
Because they have this emotional rebellion or against you, it will take twice the time to try to communicate a message to them.
所以我们如果可以先认识第一点，大概有这样的事情的时候，我们从这边再去放大去看更大的一个事情。
And so we need to look at this issue from a perspective of long-term viewsight.
就是当我们要把主耶稣放进他的世界的时候，我们就要去想那个 impact 在哪里了。
And so we need to consider carefully, if you really want to introduce Jesus Christ into their lives, how can we do this properly?
爸爸妈妈其实是在他认识耶稣之前，第一个认识的人就是爸爸妈妈。
And because mommies and daddies, you're the very first figures they'll ever meet in their lives.
所以爸爸妈妈其实代表了主耶稣的样子。
And so mommies and daddies, you are the representation of Jesus Christ.
从我们的 long-term study 里面去看见，一个人在认识耶稣之前，如果对爸爸的印象不是很好的时候，他会直接的对天父真神有一个里面看不出来的反对感。
From our experience in studying psychology and counseling,If a person has a negative image of his father, he would likely have a negative image of the Father in heaven.
可这些东西因为他没有说过，我们也不知道，没有 study 过。
But because this child may not reveal it to us, they don't even know it themselves, we wouldn't know.
我们可能在教会也没有机会讨论这样的事情。
I don't think we often have a chance to discuss issues such as this.
我们唯一的想法就是去，去，去，你就是要进去。
All we can say is go into chapel, go into chapel.
那其实是一件好事情，因为我们用外力的压力把它 force 进来。
And so we're using the outward social pressure to push them into the church.
可是在他的里面，等到他 age 30岁一个关口，40岁一个关口的时候，他会离开。
But at the turning points in their lives, at a stage of 30, at a stage of 40, they will make a change, and many times they will abandon the faith.
所以我们就会发现说，哎，为什么我们是不是？没有教好啦，或是什么，那个都是到后期才会看见的。
And so as parents, we'll start blaming ourselves. Do we not teach our children correctly? What happened? And so we'll start to think about those things.
所以我们谈到儿女是神所给我们的产业的时候，我们要先想到这个主人当时是怎么设计他的。
And so in order to understand the children that God has entrusted to us, we need to first understand the master's design.
那这个主人设计他的时候，他希望我们这个帮他带的人，希望我们怎么样配合主人来带领他呢？
And so how does our master wish for us as stewards to work with him in handling this child?
这是第一个观念。
This is the first concept we need to remember.
我们可以去想象一个图画，一个画面。
When we think of a picture,
就是假设啊，因为我不知道你们有没有做过别人的，就是帮人家做事情，到人家去叫什么工人，是不是用人
？Have you ever been？
应该 life 都没有这样子吧？可能也有，很好啊。
Have you ever worked for someone as a maid or a housekeeper？
因为那个是一个经验。
Because that is a very good experience。
比较容易去认识到。主人跟仆人的关系。
Because then you will really have a good concept of master and a servant.
好，就算你没有做过这样的事情，你也看过，也知道主人是怎么样吩咐佣人进到家里面来做打扫的工作。
But I'm sure you can imagine what it's like when a master of a house is commanding their household workers to do tasks for them.
对，主人就告诉他，你现在几点钟进来，几点钟离开，在这段时间之内你要做一二三四五。
So the master of the house will tell them, in the time you're here, from what time to what time, these are chores I expect you to complete. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
结果你找来的这个人在里面不断地打手机。
And what if this person, household worker you hired, continues to call on a cell phone?
然后告诉你说，哎 ，actually 我很忙哎。
And then this worker keeps telling you, you know what? I'm too busy for this.
我等一下几点钟会再出去一下，不，我会再回来。
And then I'm going to go out for a period of time, and then I'm going to return.
回来继续打手机。
And then after he returns, he'll continue to be on call.
还问主人说，你电脑可以借我上网一下吗？
And then he asks the master of the house, can I use your internet?
时间到了。
And then the time comes.
这个主人会想，我请你来干嘛？
And then the master of the house would say, why do I hire someone like you?
浪费钱呢。
You're a waste of time,
money. 还在那边气我。
And then you make me so angry.
比较有修养的可能就说，好，那你明天不用再来了。
And so a very polite and courteous master will say, just don't come again tomorrow.
没有修养的可能第五分钟就说，你给我出去。
And maybe those who are not so polite would fire him on a spot.
OK, 这样子的帮你做事的人，请问我们的感觉是怎么样？
Let's think of our how we feel if we were the master and we had a steward like this.
好，把这个图画连接到主耶稣身上。
And then that we move this picture in our mind to the mind of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣把这个产业托给你，在你的家里。
So Jesus Christ has entrusted his inheritance unto us.
零岁到十八岁 ，please please 帮我照顾好。
Would you please, please take good care of my child from 0 to 18?
就是18年而已啦。
It's only 18 years.
18年之后我会 handle.
After 18 years, I'll take care of him myself.
那可是这段时间我们一起来帮我一下哦，做这个事情。
Can you help me care for my child in these 18 years together with me?
那我们怎么样反应呢？
And so how is our response to him?
很忙碌。
We're very busy.
我们可能常常不在。
We're often absent.
我不是说这样子都是好或是一定不好，它会带来一个长远的影响。
I'm not saying that it is either good or bad. I'm just saying that it does have a long-lasting impact.
所以在讲 parenting 的时候，我们要先把整个的东西 focus 回来到圣经里面，神希望我们做什么。
So in discussing the topic of parenting, let's turn back to the concepts and taught in the Bible.
我跟大家分享过了，所有100个技巧用在我们的身上。顶多三年而已。
And even if we were to employ all the latest techniques out there, it would not last in its effectiveness for more than 3 years.
因为所有的技巧只是一个表现出来的动作。
Because all techniques that are out there is only an outward expression.
最重要在圣经里面告诉我们是它是从里面出来的东西。
Because the Bible teaches us the only way for lasting change is to have a really renewal of the heart.
所以我们第一节课的最后15分钟，我们先来看一看那个图片。
And so we would like to look at our very first slide.
我们来问一问这样的一个问题。
Let's consider a question.
好。下一章，我们来看一下箴言的22章第6节里面说什么。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
在上面告诉我们说，我们要教养我们的孩童，使他走当行的路，even他到老的时候，他会记得的。
Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
那我们的第一个问题就是，孩子，你们认为是几岁以前叫做孩子？
So the first question we like to pose is, what do you consider to be the ages of a child?
你们都看过很多外面的书籍，对不对？
You've undoubtedly read many books out there.
你叫一个人，你叫他是孩子，小孩子，大概到几岁？
When you call someone child, what age do you think you call him a child? Up to what age?
10岁。
10 years
还有没有？你觉得？你不要跟我说他永远都是我孩子哦。
Don't tell me that he will always be my child forever.
因为我们要学东西嘛。
Because we're
trying to learn. 想一点不同的，十岁还有没有
？Any other ages that you consider you're still a child in your eyes?
五六年级是几岁？我不知道。
11、12。
11、12。OK， 10岁、11、12，差不多在这个 range 对不对？这个范围里面。
Around this time, 11 to 12。
我们假设孩子到11岁、12岁。
So when we talk about children, we're talking about a period of time up to about 11 to 12.
美国的孩子可能是十岁。
In America, the children mature quickly, so it's about 10 years old.
你们养的啊。
And these are children you've brought up.
营养够。
Good nutrition.
活动够。
Good exercise.
3、4岁开始弹钢琴。
From 3 to 4, they start to play piano.
有没有？那个全部都是刺激。
It all stimulates their brain.
那他一刺激之后就会成长。
And once they stimulate their brain, they'll start to mature.
他有好的结果。
They'll have a good result.
他也会有另外一面带来的影响。
They'll also have another impact.
都 OK.
And this is good.
都教了，对不对？
Yes, we have given it all
the
instruction.
有的都已经大了，不能再大了，对吧？长大了嘛。
So your children have really grown very quickly.
OK.我们假设大概10岁、11岁、12岁，就这个年纪，国小的多少5、6年级
？So around 10 to 12, fifth or sixth grade.
圣经说，训练这样年纪的孩子，让他走当行的道，到老不会忘记。
So it's saying here, if you train a child, the age that we're thinking about here, 10 to 12, in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not turn from it.
还有机会的人快点做。
If you still have this opportunity, please do it quickly.
十二岁之前，如果应该他知道的东西他没有知道， 就会忘记。
Because up to the age of 12, that is your last chance you can really make any lasting teaching in their hearts.
你现在先不要想孩子，先想自己。
If you think about yourself for a moment.
你们现在假如这里面有过到45左右的人，稍微想一下，配合我想一想，就是说你现在很多的经验，很多的观念，很多做事的方法，很多你注意去仔细，如果你有时间仔细去看，大部分是你12岁以前你看到家里爸爸妈妈工作的情景。
Think about yourselves for a minute. If you're around the age of 45, the way you do things, the way you organize things, the way you solve problems, they're all probably things that you learn from your parents before the age of 12.
然后你对食物的认识，特别让你有深刻印象的，也都是在12岁以前你吃过什么样的东西。
And then the food that you are fond of or you remember the most are probably foods you've taken during this period of time before 12.
如果还没发展到45岁左右的人之前的，还没有这样的感觉。
If you haven't reached the age of 45, you probably wouldn't be able to recognize that.
所以黄金的智慧年纪大概是从40岁开始 develop 往上走，所以最黄金的是45岁到55岁这段时间。
So the golden age of a person's wisdom is about 45 to 55, although it starts at 40.
所以45岁到55岁这一段期间的人，他的智慧沉淀期是最有成熟度的。
And so from age of 45 to 55, that's when your wisdom starts to consolidate into your character.
他看事情的角度跟里面包容的广度是大而宽而远的。
And so everything that they encounter and the way that they work with issues is always with a broad and long-term perspective.
所以45岁到55岁如果还会跟人家一直吵架的人。
And so for a 45 to 55-year-old, who would still like to argue with others.
那个黄金智慧没有沉淀下去。
A quarreling person means that their golden age of wisdom has not settled in.
那之所以没有下去，是因为情绪挡在中间。
And why has it not settled in is because their emotions have blocked it.
那个情绪是要 refer 回去十二岁之前家庭成长的经验。
Because that emotion is reflecting back to the age before 12, the experience that they had growing up in their families.
所以那一段时间的成长经验，假如你见到很多的 fighting, argument,还有一些不和睦的事情的时候，它会深深的 imprint 在我们的大脑里面，变成潜在的人格。
And so if you witness a lot of fighting and quarreling before the age of 12, that will deeply impact our character.
然后会到40几岁的时候重新再出现一次。
And this will resurface after age of 40.
这也是为什么我们需要灵修啊。
And that is why we need to have spiritual cultivation.
因为在我们之前的那一代，我们没有聆听孩子的这一块练习，对吧？
Because during that time, we have not looked at our children or really listened to our children.
我有时候介绍这个 parenting 的时候，很多阿公阿妈来跟我讲说，我弄不，我弄不这个问题。
So, many times when I teach this workshop, there's a lot of grandparents that come to me and they said, we never have problems like you're talking about.
什么聆听？聆听啊。
What is listening to children? I don't know what you're talking about.
什么同理心
I don't know what you're talking about, the child's heart.
那个 什么
Compassion.
Yeah, 同理心
Compassion or empathy to other children.
这都是新的字，这25年出来的东西。
Because these are terms of the heart that has just surfaced in the last 25 years. We have no such experience.
Okay, we're not okay.
Even though we don't have these expressions, we're okay.
所以我们就会发现有一些，对不起，我还要再来。我们就会发现有一些年长的长辈不容易相处。
And so we'll also find that a lot of our senior members of our
family 有时候啦
may be occasionally hard to deal with.
特别是婆媳啊。什么？它有很多的 attachment, detachment 的，就是那种关系是凌乱的东西。
There may be a lot of attachment, detachment issues surfacing in our in-laws.
那是因为长辈阿公阿嬷他们的爸爸妈妈在那个时代、那个战争的年代、一个混乱的年代，带给他们的教育是没有办法听他们说话的。
Because their parents, who are grandparents during the time of war.Didn't have any time to listen to them.
结果他们教了我们。
And so now it has impacted them, and our parents has impacted us.
他们给了我们一个很黄金的东西。
And they gave us some golden teachings.
就是我说什么，听话。
And their golden rule is, if I say something, you just obey.
我们很多人是这样被带大的。
And I'm sure many of us are brought up that way.
上一代的父母可能用了很多处罚，很多的教导，但是是很严格的指导我们，让我们成为今天这样子有为的青年。
And so many of us have been disciplined in a traditional way, Asian way, so that today we are what we are because of them.
And their methods. 我们成为这样子的人的时候，我们其实要深深的感谢他们，因为他们给了我们一个黄金，一个最重要的东西就是顺服。
And so we still need to appreciate them because they have taught us something that's very important, and that is submission.
那这个东西符合圣经的教训。
Submission to authority actually is in accordance with Bible.
因此，我们这一代的人在看主耶稣的教训的时候，我们 OK 接受哦。
And so our generation can easily submit to the teachings of the Bible.
因为耶稣，主耶稣都告诉你，我的时间不是你的时间。
Because Jesus also told us in the Bible that my time is not your time.
我的道路不是你的道路。
My ways are not your ways.
等待，等待。
Wait and be patient.
我有我最好的时间。
I have my best opportune time.
我们的父母有这样教过我们。
Haven't our parents taught us the same thing?
也许不是念圣经给我们听。
Maybe not reading the Bible to us.
他们是直接用他们的身体告诉我们。
They use their body to tell us that message.
所以我们这一代的人在听到耶稣的讲论的道理的时候，我们就算千辛苦万辛苦，流泪流不止，我们还是会爬到耶稣的前面说：“主啊，你的时间是什么时阵呢？”
And so even though we may be crying and in tears, we'll still crawl in front of Jesus Christ and ask Jesus, "What is your timing?"
主就说：“我在训练你啊。”
And so Jesus Christ will tell us that I'm still training you.
那我们就说：“哦，谢谢。”
And then we'll say, "Thank you so much."
这个东西现在你要 picture 放到现在孩子的身上。
And now you try to imagine this picture on today's kids.
我们学到了聆听。
We learn to listen.
同理心。
We learn to empathize.
爱他。
We learn to hug them.
Touch他。
And to touch and caress them.
书上说要亲一亲。
And the books say to kiss them.
回家要抱他。
To adore them and hug them.
通通都学了。
We've learned all that.
结果我们说，儿啊，女啊，主耶稣爱你，我们要去教会。No.
And then when you tell your son and daughter, Jesus loves you, let's go to church, and they'll say no.
不行，你要去儿啊，女啊。
I say no, child, we must go to church.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在这里的教导是什么
？Because of the teachings here, what does it say?
我的时间不是你的时间。
My time is not your time.
我的道路不是你的道路。
My ways are not your ways.
What is that?
What is that?
我用 computer 时候按这个它就出来，按那个它就出来。
When I press the computer keyboard, a child will say, it has immediate response.
怎么有一个人这么难相处啊
？How can I deal with someone who makes me wait?
它完全是不同的两个世界的东西，你 introduce 它哎。
To introduce Jesus to them is like introducing a totally different world.
爸爸妈妈，他十二岁之前，这个东西如果没有进去，会错过这个机会。
So parents, it is absolutely critical that you introduce Jesus Christ to them before 12.
他可能可以弹一手的好钢琴，拉一手的大提琴。
Maybe they can perform as a virtuoso on a cello or on a piano.
他可以在学校是 top 10, 可以在这个区是 top 1.
Maybe they're number 1 in valedictorian in their class.
应该倒过来。那可是你看，他可以到十八岁的时候告诉你说：“我不进去。”
But then they can tell you when you're 18, I'm no longer going to church.
你看我们这一群会怎么样
？And then how will we feel?
主啊，我过来了。
We will come to the Lord and say, Lord, we're here again.
Help me, help me, help me.
Help me with this problem.
主就说：“我的时间不是你的时间。”
And so Jesus will tell us, "My time is not your time."
所以我们就又 take 了，对不对？
And so we'll receive.
因为我们谢谢嘛。
We'll bear patiently.
回到家看到他。
With faith, and we'll go see our child at home.
Mommy, 我要买 iPod.
And then the child will say, "Mommy, I want an iPod."
Mommy, 我的电脑已经太烂了。
Mommy, my
上个月才买，我要换新的。
My computer is a dinosaur. That was so last month.
我朋友都有新的。
And now my friends all have something new.
星期六活动到了，我要参加 activity 外面的。
Saturday, I got a lot of activities planned. I got to go to those things.
哇，所以你在那边转啊转啊转的。
And then you'll be spinning your mind.
12岁之前。
So remember, before 12.
如果我们还来得及。
If we still have the chance.
12岁之前要把主耶稣带进他的生活里面去。
Indoctrinate them with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们今天讲的全部是一个观念。
Everything that we're talking about today is a concept.
我们观念如果在一开始没有把它弄进来，是在教会里面，在主的面前带这个孩子，我们是一个 helper， 一个管家，我们其他所有的技巧都没有用。
Unless we indoctrinate and instill in them the values of really believing and trusting Jesus before 12, then everything else we've done is becomes meaningless.
你看一百本书也是差不多的，因为他每五年就出来一个新的方法。
Doesn't matter if you read a lot of books, because every 5 years they're going to come out with a new technique.
专家就是专门做这样的事情。
And that's what experts are doing.
他没事做，他就要一直研究。
They have nothing else but to analyze.
为了出书，我一定要有新的东西。
And so they must create new concepts every time.
那你去试喽。
And so you will try.
你试一试，孩子十二岁就过了。
And if you try, then 12 years older, your kids are gone.
很多爸爸妈妈跟我说，老师，我们真的都照书上的去做呢。
Many parents tell me I really follow the books.
哇，书上如果教的 OK 的话，我们很多东西都不需要了，对不对？应该都交出来，棒棒，都是奥巴马，都是总统，对不起，就是都是可以去，就是很棒很棒这样子啦。
And so if everything that is taught to us in those self-help books really are the gospel truth, then everything that we do, the products of children we create should be absolutely perfect, right?
所以我们看下一章。
So we look at the next slide.
下一章就要谈到马太福音的这个经节了。
Now we turn to Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.
所以呢，爸爸妈妈们，我们在待会儿休息的时候呢，想到了什么问题，觉得啊这个很困扰我都 OK， 我们可以写上来或是举手发问都可以。我们今天的最后一节课会留下来做 Q&A， 那爸爸妈妈可以尽情的把问题丢出来。
So invite you to give any questions or you can raise your hands. We're going to save the very last session today for Q&A.
那我们先休息十分钟。
That's,
我们一起默祷。
Pray in silence.